Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
California has to pay for its violation of the First Amendment against crisis pregnancy centers. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, a California federal court has now ordered the state of California to pay Liberty Counsel almost $400,000, $399,000 for attorney's fees and costs regarding our victory in the case called Mountain Right to Life versus Becerra. Becerra is the current attorney general in that state. This is a great victory, Matt. This is a case that went all the way up to the United States Supreme Court. Last year, the Supreme Court ruled that this law in California, the so-called Reproductive Fact Act, that compelled pro-life crisis pregnancy centers to promote abortion, violated the First Amendment. We went back down after that decision. The law in California was blocked by court order based on the Supreme Court decision. And now California has been ordered to pay for its unconstitutional acts.
And the California Attorney General Becerra, he's to blame for this. This was an overreach. It was a gross First Amendment violation. And the taxpayers of California, they should not be happy with Attorney General Becerra and the government of California in trying to push radical pro-abortion policies to the detriment of free speech and those who embrace the sanctity of human life.
Right. And this case, what started a couple years ago, so it's been a very expensive case dealing with this in California. So this will definitely help to cover some of those attorney fees. But what was being forced was just absurd. I mean, they were asking these pregnancy centers to, in 48 point font, up to 13 languages, advertise for abortion.
Yeah. Not asking them, telling them.
Telling them. Crazy. Yeah.
They had to put this 29 word, 48 point font notice at the entrance to their crisis pregnancy center, in the lobby, in printed material, and online, including on any billboards, and depending upon where you lived in California, up to 13 languages. So what you would have, if you've ever done this, just type out some words on a computer and then expand it to 48 point font.
That's huge.
It is huge. I did it with the 29 words, and it goes for about 2.5 to 3 pages, just one. Now, if you did that times 13, just do it times 10. I mean, say 3 pages. You've got 30 pages. And if you add, 13 on there, you've got nearly 40 pages of this. And
they had to put that in their promotion.
Yeah, imagine a little brochure. I can't even imagine how big the brochure would be.
Yeah.
Even worse than the logistical absurdity of it is the fact that they were telling pro-life crisis pregnancy centers that not only did they have to do this, they had to actually promote a viewpoint that was exactly contrary.
Right, against their mission.
They had to promote death.
Yeah, right, and if they didn't comply, they fined them $500 for the first violation and up to $1,000 for each additional violation. And these pregnancy centers are funded by donations.
Yeah, and we talk to our clients, and these are individuals who have amazing stories. They're there every day, and they're literally on the front line every day talking to women who are considering ending the life of their child. And it's hard to imagine doing that every day in a crisis pregnancy center, or these pro-life counselors we represent around the country that go out every day, and some days they're successful. And some days, these women go into these clinics, and despite their best effort, they go out and they kill their unborn child. And it's got to be devastating for them. Every day, they're working to save lives. And what happens in this case is they were being told that in order to keep your doors open, for now, you have to overpower your message of life. Overpower it with all these notices and tell these women where they could get a free or low-cost abortion and give them the phone number of the nearest abortion facility. It's absolutely absurd that California would even think that this is permissible and that the Attorney General Becerra defended this as though it's constitutional.
And you know, more than just celebrating the win of the money, more than that are the win of the babies' lives that are being saved. You know, even just these three centers, the stories that we've heard are so touching.
The one story that's amazing, and there's so many, is the man and the woman were trying to find an abortion clinic, which our facility of this one crisis pregnancy center was near this abortion.
It was right next door, actually. Yeah.
And the GPS, I guess, put them at the crisis pregnancy center. Mm-hmm. Or they just walked in thinking it was an abortion clinic. And when all they wanted, the woman wanted, was she wanted an ultrasound, a free ultrasound. She wanted a free ultrasound. So they went in. The man was upset because it wasn't the abortion clinic.
Right.
And they decided, let's go. He wanted her to go next door. And she said, no, she wants to stay to get the free ultrasound. And so he wasn't happy about it. She goes in and gets the ultrasound. She comes back and she shows the father what the baby looks like inside of her womb that she's carrying, their child. And he then causes a disturbance, but of a good kind. He takes that picture and he starts waving it around to people in the lobby, telling them, this is my child.
I'm going to be a dad. I'm going to be a dad.
I'm going to be a dad. And so that child is born. And a few months after, the same woman who's the director, she's sitting in her office and there's another commotion that's happening in the lobby. So she goes out. What's happening? It's the same guy. He's back, not holding a photograph, but actually holding his child.
I want you to meet my son.
I want you to meet my son, he says.
This That's life changing, folks.
The ministry that these crisis pregnancy centers do every day.
And in lies the rub with Planned Parenthood and the abortion clinics and the pro-abort left and the government of California, frankly, because they don't want people to have that kind of realization that it is a life, it is their child. They get paid big bucks to murder these children, and so that cuts off the cash flow. It is so uncanny. They worship at the altar of death.
Yeah, you know, I just watched a screening of the movie that's coming out at the end of March called Unplanned, and it's about the story of Abby Johnson, the youngest director of a Planned Parenthood clinic in the history of Planned Parenthood at the time. And it's a story about her and working in this clinic in Texas and then realizing what was actually happening. And she had overseen, by the time she left, 22,000 abortions. And she ultimately changed her life. Her life was radically changed when she realized what was happening. She actually, and this is why they don't like these ultrasounds, she was called in one day because they were short on staff. And the abortion doctor was doing a first trimester abortion with the suction tube, the cannula, the suction tube. And he needed somebody to monitor the ultrasound so he could see where his tube was in relationship to this little baby. Now, the woman doesn't see it. They keep that away from her. They don't want the woman to see what's in her womb. So Abby Johnson, she is putting the instrument on the woman's abdomen, looking at the screen that's turned away from the mother on the table. And in the movie, it shows this simulation of this little baby and the suction tube literally vacuuming this baby, unbelievable, out of the mother's womb. And when she sees that for the first time, she sees what's happening in an abortion, and she ends up giving her resignation to Planned Parenthood. If you have the opportunity, I encourage you to see that when it comes out in the movie theaters near you. But this is what happens in these clinics, these abortion clinics, and this is what happens on the other side where life is saved in these crisis pregnancy centers. We are blessed to represent these centers and these sidewalk counselors around the country
And why we continue to fight for the Sandra Merritt case as well.
Yeah, and Sandra Merritt was one of those heroes that we defend, mm-hmm. and we're continuing to defend her in California. Please pray for her, because now we're into the intense aspect of litigation, both in the criminal side and the Planned Parenthood civil multimillion-dollar lawsuit against her. Pray for her. Pray for Liberty Counsel in our case, in our defense of her. Stand with us and get involved. You can sign up for our emails and other information right there on our website, lc.org. That's lc.org. We also have information regarding abortion right there. Look for that on the front page, lc.org. Stand up now for those who cannot speak for themselves, and stand with us as we continue to advance life.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. lc.org.